Step 2. You are dealing two levels of historical understanding. These, for the sake of convenience, are labeled external and internal history. External history refers to the history of the composition of the document containing your text. Also, it includes the history of the hand copying of the document from its beginning until the invention of the printing press in the 16th century. In short, external history zeroes in on the creation of the text and its preservation over the centuries down to our day. The internal history refers to the narrative story embedded inside the text itself. In order to mine this history out of the text, identify words that reference people, places, and events. Such markers become the elements forming the history inside the text.